This is Billy Brim, and I'm saying good morning. We're beginning the call. I had to mute early because we had a lot of sound interference for some reason. Praise the Lord. Glory to God for the ability to have this call. Glory to God, and Max is home. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line.
You got any report you want to give us?
Well, there's a lot happening in Jordan. The Lord has been working, helping me, helping Quinn, helping all of us, helping people in Jordan. The Druze coming from Syria to Jordan. Three more families coming tomorrow. We are getting ready today and tomorrow for them to be set on the same place, in the same area, in the same city over there. They're torn down. They're tired. They've been tortured. Everybody want to leave. Everybody want to come. But
let me just interject this.
Okay.
You could go back on my blogs and go back sometime, and you could see Muksain Abu Saleh, who is my longtime friend, Druze friend. The Druze people are a good people. They're an offshoot from hundreds of years ago, and they came and migrated up into the mountains area of Israel, Syria, and Lebanon before the lines were drawn to create those countries. And so they all settled together, but now they're in three different countries. They wish they all were in Israel because Israel is good to the people, good to the Druze. The Druze serve in the Israeli army. But anyway, my friend, Muksain Abu Saleh, and you can see him, and you can see there where we went to visit the soccer field where some Druze kids were running for the shelter and were killed by a missile. I think people remember that. But I've introduced Max to Muksain, and Muksain's cousin or nephew who runs a restaurant, which we always go to. And that restaurant owner, who's an Israeli Druze, he has a cousin that lives in the part that is now Syria, I guess, or Lebanon. I'm not sure which. But anyway, the families, they build houses together that the children, the young men that get married, it's like in olden times. They add another room. They build another house right there, and they all live in proximity. So they call the men out, the thugs who are now, they're ISIS, really, in leadership in Syria are slaughtering them. They call the four men out, tortured them, and killed them right in front of their wives. So what Max is doing, one of the things Max is doing, and you're helping him do, is get those Druzim over into Jordan. So go ahead, Max.
Yeah, so it's been really, really hot. It's like 106, 108 degrees, 110 degrees all over that region. In Jordan, in Israel, in Jerusalem, it's been really hot. And it's just pray for those families who's crossing to be settled tomorrow. We got places for them. And we bought actually air conditioning units for them too in these places because, there's a lady when I was there last week. She was looking at me and she have those, like, I told Miss Billy last night, like black, dark black eyes. I believe they're brown eyes.
A Druze lady,
mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. And she looked at me and she said, "Are you doing this?" And I said, "No, God is doing this. The body of Christ is doing this." I said, "Rab." Rab means God, Jesus. It does not mean Allah because we don't believe in Allah. Allah is the father of the devil himself.
Mm-hmm.
Put it that way. But you could see the joy in their eyes and the tears and the stress in their eyes because they lost so many family members. They watch certain things nobody should really experience. Nobody. Nobody.
Like what happened on October 7th.
Yes, exactly.
Things like that.
Things like that, right before their own eyes, seeing a family member, a father, a sister, a cousin, an uncle, a neighbor. And those people, the Druze people, they live together and they are so loyal to any country, welcome them. They just
mm-hmm.
have They just have loyalty. They just have loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot between what I was doing over there. I talked to Miss Billy last night for like maybe an hour. I mean, she got the rundown as much as I can share and say on the phone. So, you know, God is working. God is protecting this nation, protecting the nation of Israel. And we are a huge part of it. Why? Because we pray. Because we pray. Mm-hmm. We have life. We have green. We have water. Overseas, it's. I was telling Miss Billy last night, it's really dry. And it's sad because there's just so many demonic movements in the atmosphere. So it's our job to pray for those people and help as much as we
can.
And
I believe that when we pray here on our noon prayer, when there's so many people praying in a corporate prayer, God can get so much done.
Yeah.
And I do believe that our prayers, we get an interpretation here, but it's vast beyond that. Vast beyond that, where those prayers go. And each one of you, who knows that God uses each one of you for a particular area, aim your prayers a certain place. So praise the Lord. Glory to God. Our prayers at noon today, I am going to be out at Prayer Mountain. And that means that the best way for you to be with us is go to Prayer Mountain, go to billybrim.org, and then just click on it'll come right up, the noon prayer meeting. That's billybrim.org. I do want to, I have a lot of announcements today, and one of them is, well, next Sunday is the third Sunday of August, and now we are having out at Prayer Mountain, third Sundays at 3. And the reason this came up is one day in prayer, the Lord told me it's time for healings and miracles. Make a place for them. And then I knew to reinstate third Sundays at 3. We always have prayer out in Prayer Mountain on third Sundays at 3. I mean, every Sunday at 3. But this it's simple. It's going to be a simple meeting. We will minister to the sick, to the need for oppressed, whatever. And, you know, I think I have a very simple, I'm going to be leading it. And I've been reading through the Bible at all what Jesus did, the different healings. And I'm going to read those scriptures, and we're going to have the theme, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means if we take him at his word, each one of those healings that he did then, he'll still do those same ones today. So that's going to be Sunday at 3 o'clock at Prayer Mountain. I'm going to be with Max and Quinn September 12th, Friday evening, at Yeshua's Love Heals. So that's not very far away. This is August, mid-August, really. So mid-September, yeah. I'm going to be there on a Friday night with Max and Quinn. So I'm looking forward to that. I watched when my children were there recently, Chip and Candace. And one thing about Max is we can be a little bit more up close, you know. It's a smaller congregation. And maybe we'll have time for a little fellowship afterwards. You think so, Max?
I think so, yes. Yes, absolutely. That's what I like about it here. Yeah, it's not too crowded. Of course, we invite everybody online and in person. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to meet some of you WWPs that night. And that's September 12th, Friday evening. What time would that be, Max?
6:30 or 7. I'm not sure.
6:30 or 7. Just be ready.
And be there at 6:30.
Yeah, it's at Yeshua's Love Heals, and you can find that online, the address, and all of that.
Yeah, now, 67 Fold Avenue South. Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead. And then the next night, Saturday evening and Sunday morning, I'm going to be with my dear friends, Mac and Lynn Hammond, at Living Word Christian Center. That's going to be September 13. Glory to God, Saturday evening and 14 Sunday morning. Dun, 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 dun. Next thing on the calendar, our Assembly of Prayer, our 30th anniversary. Oh, it's going to be so special. We've been looking back down memory lane. We've been looking at pictures. Oh, my goodness. What we have seen, what we have experienced at the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. And it came to me this morning that I'd really like to honor a special group of people. And that's going to be the people who were at the first Autumn Assembly 30 years ago at Roy Clark Theater, and you're still with us. I'm going to have a special way to honor you. And if you will call, this is right out at Prayer Mountain. This is our office out there, 417-336-4877. You can talk to a real person, and most probably it's going to be Madeline. But if somebody else is manning the post that day, it could be. So just call 417-336-4877 or go online and give us your information, how to contact you, and let us know that you were at the Roy Clark Theater 1995 at our first, very first Autumn Assembly of Prayer. And as is our custom, on Saturday night is Israel night. And this year, Nir Kimchi and his family are going to be with us from Israel. We wanted them to come last year, but the war was going. And Nir, they're subject to being called up for reserves. But they're heading up our project, Migdal Arbel. You'll get an up-to-date Migdal Arbel report. Bless the Lord. So that's Autumn Assembly of Prayer, October 15 through Monday, October 20th. And the hotel there, right on the grounds, Hillside Theater, that hotel is full. But here's what I do. Sometimes I tell to Lynn, make me reservations for this meeting. I'm not sure I can go, but go ahead and make reservations for me just in case, because I know it's going to fill up. And then we can cancel them if we need to. So right at the last minute, you might be able to get in. Go ahead and make your reservation someplace else. But if you'd like to be within walking distance, get on a waiting list. And really, really close is the beautiful Chateau on the Lake. But one thing Branson has is plenty of rooms, plenty of hotel rooms, motel rooms. So I think we've got a list for you. Now, another thing we're going to do is have an Israel tour, a Hanukkah tour. It'll be during the time of Hanukkah. You will get to take part in Hanukkah lighting ceremonies, and that's going to be December 8 through 18. You can call 417-598-0505 and talk to Ruby. That's 417-598-0505, or you can go on IsraelTours@PrayerMountain.org. Or you can go on BillyBrim.org and find Israel Tours. But that's going to be December 8 through 18. Now, we've got good prices because it's December and they're lower. We have another tour that's coming up in early June. Chip and Candace and their church are going to go with us. But, of course, we'll take others as well. And we are going in June so that we'll give an opportunity for teachers and students when they're out of school to go. So that's the Israel tour coming up. And I do believe that Max has, you're gonna take a tour, are you, to Jordan before our tour?
Well, the plan is to be there mid-November, and you could call our number, the 701-610-8876. 701-610-8876. We're going to have a conference for 3 days, and everybody is invited. And I believe we'll take people to places here and there, but everybody is invited to be in that conference. It's going to be people from Egypt, from Syria, from Jordan, from Lebanon, and we reserved the place in the mountain of Ajlon by an old castle called Rabat. You could see Jerusalem from that hill. The area, Miss Billy, where we had lunch, remember when you had that bedroom?
Right, a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. But you'll need a cover. You'll need your jacket. You'll need your coat.
In November, you probably need a coat, yeah, because
Oh, yeah.
that area in the mountains, we have snow over there in the winter.
We
I
were
don't think
cold.
it'll
And
be a
what
season.
time were we there? What were we there? And we had
Well,
to get a blanket to put on.
we were there around noon, 1, yeah, 12:30, 1 o'clock. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's when
what month was
we.
it? May?
Oh no, April.
April. So
April.
anyway,
Yeah,
they
April
even had
2nd or
a
April
little
3rd.
coat you can put on at the hotel. But anyway, we'll
Yeah,
go there.
yeah.
But so you'll have that information on Yeshua's Love Heels, right? If they go online.
If they go online, I'm not sure if they have it up yet or not because they've been talking about it. I mean, we've been sitting together. I just came back from Jordan. I found the place. I toured the place. There's rooms in the place. It's like 35 JDs a room. It's not really that much. It's about $50. But you have to share a room. They don't have one single room. But there's hotels. You could be on your own or you could be alone in a hotel room. So there's a lot of options over there, just
Okay,
like
so you're going
going
to
to
have that
Canada.
coming up soon. You will
Yeah,
have
yeah.
that on the line.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah,
Bless
yeah.
the Lord. Now,
Just a little.
I don't know what my son Terry's going to say. Because today and yesterday, I've been praying about something, and I'm going to start a fund. And since we have expenses, lots of extra expenses for Autumn Assembly of Prayer, I'll start two funds today. But I'm going to start an elevator fund. Our elevator doesn't work. Winter is coming on. We feed everybody at Prayer Mountain every Wednesday at noon. No charge, and the food is good. Elaine heads that up, and she's a top-notch cook, as well as a prayer and a woman of God. So we have good food. Somebody said we have the best salad bar in Branson. But she always has something really good, really cooked up. I don't know what'll be out there today, but there'll be something for us to eat. And it's getting in the wintertime, we have to carry the food upstairs. And so our elevator's not working. Barbara Joy works on the third floor. And so I know with Autumn Assembly coming up, Terry's going to say, "Mom, why are you doing this?" But I'm doing it because I prayed about it yesterday, and we need it. It is a need, and God has promised to supply all of our needs. And how do I know but what somebody out there owns an elevator manufacturing company? I don't know. But they tell us that our elevator, it costs too much to fix it. We have to get a new one. I don't know how much it is, but I'm guessing $100,000. So whatever, if you'd like to give to the elevator fund, and please don't make that your primary thing, because we do have Autumn Assembly coming up. But if God says to you, just on your giving online or whatever, just say elevator fund or general plus or Autumn Assembly or Migdal Bell or whatever you want to give to. You know, one time I was making an announcement sometime, and I said, "Oh, I hate to. We need such and such," but that was when we needed the TV truck. Oh, guys, we got it years ago now. Now we can move it around. We go to Collinsville. We go to C4C, and we've got our truck. And I remember when I said something about that, and I said, "Oh, you know, I don't know if we have a project for that because we got a project for Migdal." And George, Pastor George Pearson's from Eagle Mountain said, "You know, God can handle more than one project at a time." So praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But thank you, thank you, thank you. And you will be with us at noon. I think about the only way you're going to be able to join is going to billybrim.org and at Prayer Mountain and click on the noon prayer. I will be out there. So praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to share some things today. I got the liberty from Brother Max last night. He said, "You don't have to rush because I'm on the line." So I have some things to share. And I'll see you out there. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, 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 in Jesus' name. Lord, We're just reminded today, as Brother Max shares, about the needs of the Druzim and the needs of all the peoples, so many peoples that don't know you. Lord, you said to us to remember that they need our Lord and Savior. You said that to us last week. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm not seeing it right now. But you said something about remembering that they need your Savior. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we're getting so close. You have told us that we're in the last minute. I'm still asking you about that. I'm still meditating on that. Lord, what did you really mean by the last minute? How are we to look at that? For sure, we know that time is running out. And pray, here it is, I found it. You said, for one thing, you said, no one is beyond my reach. My patience and unwavering love extends my mercy to you again and again. I am gracious and merciful. And then you gave us three scriptures about that. And then you said, humble yourselves and acknowledge their need for your Savior. I pour out my grace to help you to walk in my ways. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you knowing that we're not better than anyone else, except for you and you living in us and being in covenant with you. You said that we're not defined by our own ways, old ways, but we're defined by your grace. We've been transformed in God's grace. So, the grace of God, which I see, Lord, like an ocean above us, and we can penetrate it with the hand of faith and receive that grace. But that grace has been poured out for them as well. And you said, humble yourselves and acknowledge their need for your Savior. Lord, in the name above every name, take our prayers today and shoot them out all over this world to people who don't. Max was saying the other day, I was watching him, and he mentioned how many people have never heard the name of Jesus. So they have a need for our Savior. And we lift them up and we humble ourselves and offer ourselves and our prayers today. And Father, in the name above every name, we continue to ask you for an outpouring, a great, mighty outpouring of the power of God. And we're seeing it. We're seeing some things. Oh, dear Father. Oh, dear Father. Oh, dear Father. We saw some things in meetings in California and meetings here and just walking around. Praise God. We're seeing it. We're seeing it. Oh, we pray for more, more, more. I heard that Amy McPherson would just pray more, more, more. Father, we pray more, more, more. We know it's happening now, but we pray more, more, more. Oh, frandashki makora kambamboro kodoshka dambra. Istinandombre, I mangolo go bapa. Shitanyo no kobra, kafra kadanyi ni kohuro go babi. Motana kaya na kahala kambrakta na kodoshka. Sibranya na kohoro kombre kedi gahalaila, halaila, halaila. Prafindora manangre gadoshwanya ne kohoro go debra ke frakatanya ne kohoro go bambi. Laborers, laborers, the laborers, Lord. Send laborers across the paths. Send laborers across the paths. Chimbando lo kopre ke digaba. Libro dojwa akangala kopa. Ancho ne kohoro go bambi, la tonya ne kohoro go bambi. Ishano no nombre que diga halakaila, halakaila, halakaila. Montuanya ne kohoro ko biba, latonya ne kohala ka bicho no kohoro ko doshka. Et je dis avec toute joie. Et je ne corrocodosh que d'abri katekafra. Bambaro kodolo kombre kele kodosh que d'abri kala kongra gadanye ne corroco bevra dashkanye ne corrocotoshka. Bitoro manahaya, batoro manahaya, batoro manahaya. E givera donye ni qua, shantoro kodolo cabrino ne corroco bakcha. E je ne corroco dole cabra catania ne corroco de breve de cania ne corroco dashka. E bili tu joa, ma socorro con giando lo corroge chiafra calo con gambi, e le bella tu horo con iela dolo con bravra cato co occi de ca accena co occa. E se de corroco te, cambrica de capra la combrica de gala cambra cato ciancia de codosca, E shanto horo katiata, ma ancora godo hoshete. E vile du bravra tohonyo ne kobri, ke le kaha la kamba, e jene ko tobri, ke te kafra ha la kanga, ala kabito, danje de ko oshka. Rivara donye ni kwa ha la kabri, ke te kohovra katiti ono ko hoshetia. Gebe le kohora maniakto ro godo hosha. Kabila tohoro kondiende neko doro kotoshka tambrika deka occe deka occe deka acce deka acce deka. Sito to doko hope, malio tambram bandianda. Ole gevra ala konye neko roko dashka tambrika deka dohovra poko roko denye. Isha to doko hosha, mako roko docce deka pa. E gela combra ca fra petigno no cohoro con tocce. E bella tua, e già non ho nombre, cara ganganghi, e bella tonia. E già toro cohoro con goro cangala, con grandia ne caniana, con bracchia ne codosca da brica di cafrandia. E belli hi tu, schwa, pracata cahai. E genia ne cohoro con da pracata fracaduco ongelica alai. Gamino queria vandio no corocotosca d'aprica de cole cabracata anie ne corocotosca. Kibela to horocotonge de goto hoshacce de capa. Isciane no nombre kibriga d'anie ne corocotambrica de capracce. Isci de coshua baraconiero no nanie ne cabra calehe beletonie ne qua vadolo gombi. Oshe ne corocotosca. Masko to oči nego dohoša. Abara taška tanča nego dohoša čakta. I bili ho tva, ma to rogo ljang do rogo doška da abrika de kafra. I še te gohoro ko dele kapra kafra kinjo no gohoro ko bapa. I še na koraka dele kohra kampara katite nego doška de kambra, mačo nego doška. I się nie kochoro kodosz, kiedy brachę pokcia na kodoho szanczyte. I się to do kochu pakcia na kadaha szanczy na kadaszka. I byle to chramania na kodyka brakcia na kodaszka ta bryka taka fra. I się tylko prafra kadinio, kofra dyszko. I się na to nombry kadego dobra, kadego daszka, dombry kadego daszka. I shatora gombrak tiara gatanda da gatianda. I shiri kohra ka bashka ton shiri goto shakya tiara goto shkatambrika da go baby. I bella to prafra nienyo no kombi la kai. I manno kweri on angra gadavra batonya ni kohra ko fabi da kobri kata gadashka. E bratanya ni kohra papa. Bekolo go gapra kada katachi. Ise men wiri o vrangdia ne kodoske di ke le kaba, vruda le kabinio no kohoro ko vagdia. Mitora, mitora, mitora. Alla dombra catagabash che den giunce. Igala gabrica te frenie ne cohoro co balacaia na cahala cacanga. Api la toglie ne coro cadide cacaca la digna na dobra. I shantoro godoho shantiana godoshka tabreca de gadashka. I shantoro godoho diana goho diana cohoro godoshka tambra catagahala cambra. I didi co brafraca danche de godoho shankambrica de gahalai. Mi toro go bra frattagne ne cohro con tesche. E se ne matuata na gandiana con giangde ne cadotta cato coche le veratine no cobre. E le ba frane ne cohaia ne cara calaga. E se ne mahaia ne cala cala caia nandorli. Give la halata. Gebel hat er da gehoben, sie die Götter verschang, schöne Götter. Ich sehe die Götter, 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 die Götter. Ich sehe die Götter, die Götter, die Götter, la Cabra, die Götter, la Cambra, die Gitafra, Mangoro, die Dobre, Tita. Jwatora, manaha, la Kaya, nakaha, la Kaka. Dora dice antora goto ha vacito, nel cum pepe, e sogno ne cora maca. I baratogne ne quara cantagne ne cora cotobra cateca frottia ne coho sepre. Alla tobra cateca frania ne coro con pacchia ne cataha sebe le tobra cafracchino ne cobracca. Mangoro nananania. I santo perché hai fatto un coro con tosca tamplica te cahai. Alla vratogna ne coro con tosca de caracapigno ne coro con pa. Bida con brevre e gena caca alla canga. Bili toro con bracca frangie ne coro con ogni ne coro con dambri e li con brafra. E gene matò, tutto coho gengianda, la godora con bevri, dagna, ne cohro con davri, pelle con gong gong gong. Esciato, esciato, esciato. Chi vrà dura, mananghi? Chi vrà dura, mananghi, tirio? Bladò, balacaia, macalacaia, nahalacaia, ne coro con bebe, le danie, le cabele, d'oro con d'ombre, che te chi va. Ma io toro paia, nananie, ne coro, ma niene, non ombre. Usciato, vago, tosca, tabrica, tafra. E gine ma tuersco tonge di goho sciacciato, di goho sciance di godosca. Alla vratigno, alla vratigno, alla vratigno. Gambora sombra catacangre e tiandor godo sciancianda. Cubra brec tiende e le combra. Evre dojoa, zindor godongra. Geniano combravri. Come le digno no cura cabagne ne corro con baba. E gine go devre dua giandolo go brevre. Ghiantoro manacaia. Cambra catiangere go dosca da cabravra con le quebrandia ne corro cabasghe. E gine mo tuer son sono co bebe le dagne ne combre che de cababra cascegne ne corra. Asciando lo coro con dosca d'apri che te cadavra. Isciato una copra. Isciato una copra. E vedo di Joshua. Ma coro con dosca pa. Gambitato. Gambitato mia. Gambitato mia. Gambitato mia cacora, ma naha la chigna, ne cohro co biri, a tolte le godosca da braca faccion delle godosca. Camina chi la baracatagna. Kavilato balakasha yene kora karaka. Elebele ha yene kora nanaliando. Pele dele cabra bre ne mene kwa sha la 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 mañana. Oh, shakta wal koto shakta brekete koto ho shakta na koto ho shakta. Mitora. Mitora, 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 mi nongro koto sha bravra koto ra kompelia na koro kompinyo na koro kompaba. Masko dobri ka finyo na kobri ka le kambra. Imeni kwa, imeni kwa, imeni kwa, imeni kwa. Kale ka dieto ala katara ka hosete ni ko ochang de ko doshka Mishto ramana karaka dahala kangala kadaha shange. Makoro kodora ko brakta na kadashka. Ikalaka brahala kangala kadaha shange. Mekalaka la, mekalaka ha. Mekaha la kalaka ha, breka de goho shang chok, tura kodoshka da breka de kadafra. Ili kobre para kondiera koto shakcha tara koto shakche ni ne kotoshka. Eshato, eshato, eshato. Ive li lujo chua, naragudori ya panga. Magoro ga bepia to sa kada galandia na kohoro kodashka dambri koto gudoro go pamba. Ijana makwa, ijana makwa, ijana makwa. Kiva la toho re shantene, ele ko brakta fraka da gaha shange, ne ko da kotopre. E shato, e shato, e shato. Kimba la kata. Kimba tora ka pa. Abalito, abalito, abalito. E shano kwa, e shano kwa, e shano kwa. Tafika donye ele kambra valandonje. Ishe te gohoro ko bangdia te gohoro ko djagde. Ishe ne karaka djangdo re godoshka tabre. Ishe anto re gohole ka panda le gohoro ko braka. Fanya ne gohoro ko doshka tabre kataka danya. Gravitio makala kon bebe ishka donyerodno. Ishka donyerono, ishka donyerono. Kambra katifra. Ijana matutu, ijana matutu con babi, cambi il dobre e vele danya. Cambi la totio no cobra fratia no pobre cattivro. E vele halakaya na kahalakaya na kahalakaya. I bala gombra kadala kamba. I sanyor to manga. Ala ko benye ni kohoro ko bamba. Mi toro, mi toro, mi toro. Semi ne kahala kabra. Fito, fito. Kabra ka di kafrandi ne kodoro gombrangi ane gondoshka tambra ka de kahala kaya. Ije de gombre, tiene kohoro ko bambi, le kodo kotoshka dabri kateka famba, ala kobre kateka danje, le kotoshka dabri kateka dabra. Ishana matoto, ishana matoto, ishana matoto. Gebra tahalakai. Gebra tahalakai. Ando lo kobre kateka frandi, le koho shatyang, do lo kodoshka dabri kata. Ili kambraf kadonye ne kohoro kodoshko. Ijiri batwa mandoro godobri kategava ala kapra. Igala kambreri ono ne koho shende ne kadashka tancha. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. Ijabro. Ijabro ne kwebre kondiono kondondiono kodoshko dabri kategafra. Mere kohoro ko deje, danya ne kohoro ko dabri, kata kada anje, ele ka brake, ele ka brake, ele ba kabra. Isator, isator, isator. Ma kohoro ko dabri, kata ka praha la ganga. Praise the name of the Lord. Before we hear the interpretation, I want to ask you to pray with me one more time with the understanding. I have some very important decisions to make concerning Migdal Arbel. And I wanted you to pray with me for wisdom and answers on those things. And remembering the way the Lord closed out last Wednesday's noon, the last thing he said to us. And when you pray for wisdom, God promised to generously provide it. And I am the one who guides his children according to my perfect plan for you all. So I'm going to ask you to join me in this prayer. Heavenly Father, I have asked the WWPs to join me to ask for wisdom concerning Migdal Arbel and the decisions that must be made, knowing and believing and receiving that wisdom which you promised to generously provide. And you said, I am the one who guides his children according to my perfect plan for you all. I'm joining the others on this line, Holy One, who also need wisdom and guidance concerning your perfect plan for all of us and for each one of us individually. And I thank you for it, dearest Lord, who promised to generously provide it. Amen and amen. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, I am here. And I am in total agreement with you that God will provide it and God will take care of it. In the name of your Yeshua al-Masih.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
It's done.
It's done. Amen. All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise your name. Praise your name.
Thank you, Lord. And I remember the Lord told us that we are not to be concerned or even overwhelmed.
No. No.
Praise the Lord.
Because he provides generously.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. All right. Know that your true power, there you go. Know that mm-hmm. your true power and strength come from God. Memorize my promise in my holy book. Memorize my promise in my holy book. You are not weak. You are not weak or overwhelmed by the storms or overwhelmed by the storms. Oh, I just said that, overwhelmed, earlier.
Because you sure did.
Yeah. by the storms. I am with you. Okay, I'll read it again. Know that your true power and strength come from God. Memorize my promise and my holy book. You are not weak or overwhelmed by the storms. I am with you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Boy, he know our mind, doesn't he? Thank you, Lord.
He does.
Psalm 76:26. Psalm 76:26. 2 Corinthians 12:9. We get this a lot. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Nehemiah 8:10. Nehemiah 8:10. Okay, next statement. The beginning of it is underlined. It's like half and half, but I'll let you know when. So start with the underlined part, which is the beginning of the statement. Prayer is faith. Prayer is faith and courage. Prayer is faith and courage. You have that. Yeah, you have that, children. You have that, children. When you pray together, when you pray together today with my friend and prophet, when you pray together today with my friend and prophet, you are my favorite company. You are my favorite company. My favorite.
Favorite
company. Okay, non-underlined part, same statement. Discover how great and mighty your God is and how I want to provide for you. Discover how great and mighty your God is and how I want to provide for you. So once there's an S on it, it's not want, it's wants to provide for you. I'll read the whole statement from the beginning. Prayer is faith and courage. This is the underlined part. Prayer is faith and courage. You have that, children, when you pray together today with my friend and prophet. You are my favorite company. Now, non-underlined part. Discover how great and mighty your God is and how I want to provide for you. Okay. Scriptures. Four of them coming up here. Start with Exodus 15:2. Exodus 15:2. First, Chronicles. I almost said Corinthians. First Chronicles 16:11. First Chronicles 16:11. First Corinthians 16:13. First Corinthians 16:1-6, 13:1-3. Deuteronomy 31:6. 31:6. Exodus 15:2. First Chronicles 16:11. First Corinthians 16:13. Excuse me. Deuteronomy 31:6. All right. Well, okay. Short statement, and it's underlined. Renew your mind, church. Trump. Benjamin, I am with you. And that is the statement, and it's all underlined. Renew your mind, church. Trump, Benjamin, I am with you. Renew your mind, church. Trump, Benjamin, I am with you. And that was underlined. Next scripture here. Isaiah 40:31. Next statement, also underlined. This one is underlined. I am with you today. I am with you today, tomorrow, and forever. I am with you today, tomorrow, and forever. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for you. I give you my great power in my name. Okay, I'll read it again, all underlined. I am with you today, tomorrow, and forever. Nothing is too hard for you. I give you my great power in my name. Boy, I have to say this thing with Drew speaking to me here. Okay.
Me too.
I did say this was underlined, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's underlined. Okay. Next scripture here is 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. And Deuteronomy 20:4. Wow, I know them both. Okay. So 2 Timothy 1:7, Deuteronomy 20:4. Next statement is not underlined. It reads like this. You have my strength. Keep moving. Keep the dust. Yeah. You have my strength. Keep moving. Keep the dust away. And see my light for you. And see my light for you.
You my light, can... L-I-G-H-T?
L-I-G-H-T, my light, yes.
Okay.
My light for you. You can... Oh, laugh, L-A-U-G-H. You can laugh at the days to come. You can laugh at the days to come. Okay, I'll read it again. You have my strength. Keep moving. Keep the dust away and see my light for you. You can laugh at the days to come. Wow. We have to be very confident in him, folks. All right. Psalm 119:28. Joshua 1:9. 2 Corinthians 1:7. 2 Corinthians 1:7. Okay. Next statement is underlined. You can see if it's all of it. It's on the second page. Yep. The statement is underlined. Church. Read like this. Church. You are delivered. Church, you are delivered from the wicked people and evil people. Also, because you have faith in me. Also, because you have faith in me, do you understand? I'll read it again. All underlined. Church, you are delivered from the wicked people and evil people. Also, because you have faith in me. Do you understand? And it's all underlined. Okay. Now he gave us Habakkuk 3:19. Psalm 46:1-3. Psalm 46:4-6, 46 verses 1-3. All right. Next statement is underlined also. And it reads like this. I am your place of security. I am your place of security. And strong ruler. Yeah, and strong ruler to protect you. To protect you. When you put your hope, to protect you when you put your hope in me. That's for all things. That's for all things. Okay, I'll read it again.
And that's for all things?
That's correct, yeah. That's for all things. That's what the Lord gave us. I am your place of security and strong ruler to protect you. When you put your hope in me, that's for all things. And it's underlined. Okay. Next step. Oh, I was just going to read the next statement, but there's scriptures here. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. Isaiah 40, 40, 29 through 31. Proverbs 18, 10. Proverbs 18, 10. Next statement. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter who you are, or where you are in life. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are in life. God is a source for unlimited renewal. R-E-N-E-W-A-L. Yeah, unlimited renewal. And all you have to do is wait on me. All you have to do is wait on me. Your God and Jesus. Your God and Jesus. Trust in God's strength. What a statement. What a matter to trust in God's strength. Okay, I'm going to read it again. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are in life. God is a source for unlimited renewal. And all you have to do is wait on me, your God, and Jesus. Trust in God's strength or strength. That is the statement. Okay. Then he gave us Philippians 4, 11 through 13. Philippians 4. That's 4. Yeah. Philippians 4, 11 through 13. Ephesians 6, verses 10 and 11. Ephesians 6, verses 10 and 11. And this is the last statement now, and it's underlined. So the statement is underlined. And it reads like this. I am faithful. Wait on me. I am faithful. Wait on me. And trust me. I am your protector in, I'm your protector. It requires that you put your hope in me, your Christ. That is the statement. I'll read it again. And it's underlined, if I didn't say that. This statement, the last statement, is underlined. I am faithful. Wait on me and trust me. I am your protector. It requires that you put your hope in me, your Christ. Trust in me. And that's the main key, really, to trust him.
Yeah, it is. The message of the theme. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. All right. Know that your true power and strength come from God. Memorize my promise in my holy book. You are not weak or overwhelmed by the storms. I am with you. Psalm 76:26. Now, there is no 76:26. Psalm 76 only goes, let me see here again. It only goes to verse 12. Max, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What else could that be? Are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it. It could have been 2:6, 2:6.
Oh, I see. 76:2-6. Yeah,
because there's a dot. Okay. I read 2:6, so I don't know.
Okay, 2-6. Here we go. All right, now let's see. I'm going to read 2-6, but I'm going to go back to 1 to see who this is talking to.
Okay.
To the chief musician, this is a psalm of a song. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. So Judah is the southern kingdom, and Israel, the northern kingdom. In Salem, and that's Jerusalem, also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword and the battle, Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and the horse are cast into a deep sleep. So this is really speaking of the protection of Jerusalem. In other words, he broke the enemy's bows for Jerusalem. So let's start with verse 2 and read it from the Amplified Bible. In Jerusalem also is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place is in Zion or Zion. There he broke the bows, flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, and the weapons of war, Selah, which means pause and think of that. Glorious and excellent are you, meaning God, from the mountains of prey. And they put in brackets, splendid and majestic, more than the everlasting mountains. The stout-hearted are stripped of their spoil. They have slept the sleep of death, and none of the men of might could raise their hands. In other words, this is Jerusalem's enemies. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, And remember, when he uses Jacob, it means the flesh Jews. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both chariot and rider and horse are cast into a dead sleep of death. Back in those days, they would come at you, the enemy would come at you on horses or in chariots. And what this literally says is, he protects them. He's their protector. He's their strength. And he has protected Jerusalem. And very recently, he has greatly protected them. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said to them, go your way. Eat the fat and drink sweet wine and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to our God. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First verse he gave us is absolute protection. He's the one who puts your enemies to sleep. And then the others are about strength. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sent you a picture of why I read it 26. You look at it.
It's there. All right. It's okay. Yeah. 2 through 6. I'm sure that's right. It's a very, very powerful statement of how he is the protector. Remember how he talks about protection all down through here?
Mm-hmm.
We don't be overwhelmed. He just puts the enemies to the sleep of death. And then underlined, prayer is faith and courage. You have that, children. When you pray together today with my friend and prophet, you are my favored company. And that's favored. That means we have God's favor. We're a company. He's telling us right here, we're a company of prayers, and we're favored. We're not his favorite company. He's got a lot of companies. They're all dear to him. But we are favored. Hallelujah and thank you, Jesus.
He's encouraging us. Amen.
I'm going to read that again. Prayer is faith and courage. You have that, children, when you pray together today with my friend and prophet. You are my favored company. And then, not underlined, discover how great and mighty your God is and how I want to provide for you. That means a lot to me today, since we've even asked him for an elevator. That's nothing for him.
Yeah. Praise God.
And to take care of Autumn Assembly and take care of McDollar Bell and take care of the Druzeem and take care of the ministry there. It's nothing.
Nothing.
He wants us to know he provides. Yeah.
Amen.
He's our source. That's what he told us at the end here. He is the source.
Yeah.
People are not the source. He uses us. Thank God I get to give. I mail my tithes and offerings out the first of every month. I get to give, but he's the source, not me, to the people I give to. Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. And that word salvation is Yeshua. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will extol him or exalt him. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. You know, the Lord told me the other day, He said, I want you to keep a running conversation with me. Brother Lawrence, practicing the presence of God, he said, have lots of little conversations with God. So I may need to do that throughout my day. And that's seeking his face, seeking his presence continually. And he just talks to me all the day long yesterday. Praise God.
Praise God.
1 Corinthians 16:13.
11.
Well, I read 1 Chronicles 16:11, but isn't 1 Corinthians 16:13?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm sorry. You're right.
Okay. Be watchful.
Jonathan.
Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Why can we do that? Because it's him. It's him. He's our strength.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Hallelujah. Underlined. Renew your mind, Church Trump Benjamin. I am with you. He tells us all the time, I am with you. Really,
yeah.
Folks, if he's with us, that's everything. That's all we need. Isaiah 40:31. They who wait upon the Lord renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. What does it mean to wait upon the Lord? I think it means to minister to him like a waiter would wait upon a table. It means to be in his presence. The Amplified has, they have this in brackets. When the Amplified Classic, and I mainly like the Amplified Classic, when they put something in parentheses, that means that it's find that it is a part of what that word was. It could be translated. When they put it in brackets, it means they just put it there because they think it will help you. It's not actually indicated by the word. But this is how they put in brackets. But those who wait for the Lord, and then in brackets they put who expect, look for, and hope in him. To me, it kind of means waiting upon the Lord, staying in his presence, seeking his face, waiting upon him, ministering to him.
And you know,
that's what it means to me.
Yeah, and also what it's mean to me, that renew your mind, Church Trump Benjamin, I am with you. And you gave us Isaiah 40:31. What it means also, that do what you are supposed to be doing, or do or act on what I have for you. Renew your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go the route that you think that you are to go. He's speaking to all of us, to the church.
Wait upon the Lord. The hear what he says.
Wait
right.
upon the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait upon the Lord. Yeah.
That's a good point of view.
Yeah.
And then you will get your strength renewed and mount up with wings like eagles. You won't fail.
Yeah.
You will run
yeah.
and not be tired or weary. You'll walk and not faint.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah.
Underlined. I am with you today, tomorrow, and forever.
Exactly.
Nothing is too hard for you. I give you my great power in my name. This speaks to me about what's coming up on our third Sunday. Because what has come up to me is kind of just simple. Read the scripture of his healing, and then say after it every time, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then nothing's too hard for you. He told us to lay hands on the sick. So I think I'm taking this for our third Sunday, and you take it for you. It's for all of us.
Amen. Yes.
And then I'm going to read it again, all underlined. I am with you today, tomorrow, and forever. Nothing is too hard for you. I give you my great power in my name. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we are going to, I forgot to tell you this, we are going to stream a third Sunday this week. It will be streamed live.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, we are. The Lord told me that this week to do it. Deuteronomy 20:4. For the Lord your God is he, the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You have my strength. Keep moving. Keep the dust away and
yeah.
See my light for you. You can laugh at the days to come. Now, I don't know what scriptures he's going to give me, but I'm thinking when things aren't used, when they don't move, they just sit around and dust collects on them. So, you have my strength. Keep moving. Keep the dust away. Don't let the dust gather on you. And see my light for you. You can laugh at the days to come. Hallelujah.
He wants us to laugh at the days to come.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's with
he doesn't
us.
Want us scared.
No.
Psalm 119:28. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Hallelujah. Joshua 1:9. He'll strengthen you. If you think you're weak, his strength is, he's made strong in weakness. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, if the Lord is with us, he gives us that all throughout the Bible. I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you. If
yeah,
he's with
yeah.
you, we've got the victory.
Yes. Amen.
2 Corinthians 1:7. Our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are sharers of our suffering, so also are you sharers of our comfort. They are writing to the Corinthian people. Here it is in the Amplified. And our hope for you is unwavering. For we know that just as you share and are partners in our sufferings, you share in our comfort. Bless the Lord.
I like this one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then underlined, Church, you are delivered from the wicked people and evil people also. Because you have faith in me, do you understand? Habakkuk 3:19. The Lord God is my strength. He has made my feet like hinds' feet. He makes me to walk on my high places with a choir director on stringed instruments. This means this is a song they sang. Can you just imagine that Levitical choir there in the temple singing this? Jehovah Elohim is my strength. He has made my feet like hinds' feet, makes me to walk on my high places. Can you just imagine them all singing that?
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
He said they understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean to tell you, we're not afraid of those wicked people, those evil people, because look at this. He makes me walk on my high places. One time, there came an attack on us that caused us to lose a lot of people off our mailing list because someone came out against us, primarily because of Israel and our work in Israel. But anyway, before it happened, the Lord showed me it was going to happen. And he even showed me that it was going to be through people that I'd loved. And I didn't know what it was going to be, but he told me before it happened. And he said, I want you to live above the fray. In other words, in the high places, over it. And that just got me through. And I just lived above the fray. And I won't say that it didn't hurt me. I was sad that the division came. But I love the people. Everything's been all settled between us. We all made our... This was years and years and years ago. And we all came back together and forgave and walked in forgiveness. But before it happened, I had this. This is above the fray. You are living above things. You're walking in the high places.
Oh, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Being with Israel is the most protection that you have from the Lord and the blessing from the Lord. And some guy was walking on the sidewalk here at the Shul of Hills in downtown. And I invited him in. He said, no, I heard this is a Jewish church. I'm like, well,
yeah.
Bless who bless thee and curse who curse thee. It's in Genesis.
Yeah.
I want to be blessed.
Yeah.
But you're right. A lot of people, even in Jordan, it's hard for them because their mindset, they grew up, even Christians, they grew up with that mindset.
Yeah.
And the Lord is helping us through prayer to break that.
So they can enter into the blessing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, go
ahead.
Hallelujah.
God, this is Psalm 46, 1 through 3.
Yes.
God is our refuge and strength. Much about strength today. Praise God for strength.
Yeah.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. So we laugh at things to come. We are not, he's our refuge and strength. He's our present, very present help.
Yes,
and we're delivered from the wicked people. Thank God. Underlined. I am your place of security and strong ruler to protect you when you put your hope in me. That's for all things. Right. That's for all
things. He's telling us of all things, everything. He protects us from everything.
If it's a thing,
what's your hope?
We're protected. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. He gives strength to the weary. And to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble, exhausted, yet those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. He gave us this again.
Twice.
And he backed up this time.
The 29. Yeah.
To say that the young men might, I'm taking this personally, that even though young men might faint and be weary, Billy Brim, who's older, You just wait upon the Lord, and I'll renew your strength, and you'll mount up with eagles, and you'll run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. I'm glad he did that.
Amen.
I think he's stressing that, even to we who are older. Proverbs 18:10. I just have to keep waiting on the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. You know what that word tower is? Migdal. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous
amen.
Runs into it and is safe.
You know, when you said that, Miss Billy, this is what I saw. I saw that the body of Christ is sitting in Migdal in one of the rooms, looking over the lake and just praying. What
yeah.
a peaceful place to sit mm-hmm. and pray.
Mm-hmm.
It is a tower. It is a tower.
It is a tower. We have a prayer tower there.
Yeah.
It's all glass mm-hmm. all around. And you can see all around and pray there. May it be mm-hmm. built quickly in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The prayer tower especially, Lord, in Jesus' name. And that's the very top, so that means everything has to be finished. The name of the Lord is a strong Migdal tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Much about safeness, safety, and
wow.
protection today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are in life. God is a source for unlimited renewal. And all you have to do is wait on me. Your
wow.
God and Jesus. Trust in God's strength. You know which verse I'm going to memorize? I think I've already got it memorized because he told us to memorize the verse. I'm going to memorize that one that he quoted twice. They that wait upon the
okay.
Lord shall renew their strength and mount up as wings as the eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
That's Isaiah 40:31.
Praise I believe God. He wants us to memorize that. Bless the
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
It doesn't matter. Okay, I already read that, but I'm going to read
yeah.
it again. It doesn't matter
sure.
who you are or where you are in life. God is a source for unlimited renewal, and I believe that has to do with strength. Doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter who you are, where you are in life. You can be old, you can be young, you can be whatever. All you have to do is wait on me, your God and Jesus. Trust in God's strength. That's what I do. That's what Billy Brim does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:11-13. Not that I am speaking from want, for I've learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. I'm reading the New American. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah.
That's my favorite, 13. 4:13 is my favorite.
And it's the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what you do everything in.
That's what carried me from 2011 until today.
That's what
salvation.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Finally, here it is again. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Strength again.
Yeah.
Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Wow.
What wonderful scriptures today, for Billy Brim especially. But they're for everybody. And we prayed them
for
other
everybody.
People. We prayed them for Trump. We prayed them for Benjamin. We prayed them wherever God wants to send them. And now underlined, I am faithful. Wait on me and trust me. I am your protector. It requires that you put your hope in me, your Christ. In other words, your anointed one. Trust in me. Very, 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 very powerful. Very powerful. Bless the Lord. So I'm going hallelujah. I'm going to, seem like I wanted to say something to you all again just before we leave. I want to encourage you to be with us at noon. There was a young man, and he happened, you know, my grandson Brandon is having weekly meetings in Brea, California every Friday. And now they have started once a month in Montecito, and they will be there in January in Montecito every Thursday. So basically, it's like two churches. Well, what happened in Brea last Thursday? A young man, Brandon sent me his picture, very good-looking young man. He happened upon our noon prayer. How do you happen upon our noon prayer? When you don't know a thing about it. I asked Jared, my grandson, yesterday. He was here. How could that happen? He said, I don't know, Mimi. He said, through social media somehow. But he came to the meeting in Brea, and he told Brandon, he came up, and he said, it's a wonder I'm here. He said, I am bound by fear. I don't leave my house. I never leave. I try not ever to leave my house. I'm so bound in fear. And Brandon ministered to him, and he said, I happened upon the noon prayer at Prayer Mountain, and your grandmother announced there's going to be a meeting here, and that's why I came. And he said, when he told him where he lived, Brandon said, that's quite a ways. How did you get here? And he said, I took an Uber. It was $100. So Brandon said, I'm going to take care of your Uber fees to come to the meetings. They ministered to him. He got free. He shouted. He went around that room. Now they'll be there, and he'll be coming back to minister him how to stay free. And bless the Lord. Julie, I want you to send, if you're on the line, I want you to send How You Can Keep Your Healing, a mini book by Brother Hagin. Because it doesn't matter, healing, freedom, whatever, you have to keep it because the devil's going to try to come and steal it. So if you'll send that book out to Brandon, Julie, and I'll talk to you about it later. But you see, that noon prayer is important. So we know a lot of people can't be with us at noon because they're working, etc. But if you can, please join us at prayermountain.org, noon prayer today. Max will be there by miracle of technology, but otherwise you're going to pretty well have to be online. So I got to get ready and get out there, and it's quite a ways. So I'm going to say shalom, shalom, and I'll see you at noon on Prayer Mountain. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.